Welcome to Lambrick Park Church. My name is Catherine, and this is my husband, Chris, and we are honored to welcome you here this evening to a very special evening of celebration for us. If we think a year ago, when I was thinking about this evening, so many things have changed in the past year, and to be where we are today, it really is worth getting together and celebrating all of the great things that God has brought us through and to us. And I think of it this evening, not only that we're welcoming Janet and Scott and their kids, but you know that thing like in a wedding or like when your baby's dedicated or there's a baptism and there's always the question back to other people as well to say, who here is here to support these people as they're going into this journey? And so to me, that's a little bit, I don't know that it will be formally said that way, but this is what we're saying as we're here together, gathering for this special evening.
If you're able, let's stand and open the evening with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you love us. And thank you that you have been with Lambrick for 50 years, over 50 years, and that we're in this new history, new page, new chapter in your book, and that you promised to be with us and guide us. And we open ourselves to that. We thank you for that blessing, and we pray that what we do will honor you and give glory to your name. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's go ahead and get you to stand on back up again. That's so funny. There were a few people who knew that was going to happen. They're like, these guys, rookies. This is a wonderful song. Scott actually kind of reintroduced it to us in probably his first couple weeks here as pastor. And I'm not sure who exactly. Is it? I want to say Gord Johnson. Wow. That was like out of nowhere. I don't know where that came from. Steve Bell, you might have known him singing and performing it on this stage, and this is one that we've sort of glommed onto as a community. Don't even know the name. I think it's Everything We Need, Maybe Have Mercy. Let's sing it together. One!
Just to make it through, have mercy, heal us, Lord. In the evening, Lord, we look back and say, it was in your strength that we made our way. Have mercy, heal us, Lord. For you are everything we need. Heal us, Lord.
Sing again.
In the morning, Lord, we do look to you for the strength we need just to make it through. Have mercy, heal us, Lord. In the evening, Lord, we look back and say it was in your strength that we made our way. Have mercy, heal us, Lord. Because you are.
Sing, you are. Again. the voices. One time.
Feed us, Lord.
Amen. If you missed Scott's messages on Sunday, you can always go back and check them online. We do have a new website. I'm very excited about that. But you spoke on our daily bread, right? And that was one of the songs you led that Sunday, just kind of as our reminder to seek the Lord in everything. And so I don't think we can pray enough. So let's pray right now. Lord, as a church, as a body, we do long to seek you. We want to seek you for our daily bread, for the sustenance we need. And we know we don't live on bread alone, but by your word. By your truth, we live daily receiving your mercy and your grace that is new every day, and we're thankful for that. And so, Lord, we continue to pray into this next season of our lives and the season of those in this church, but also the greater church community in Victoria. We know that there's a lot of representation here. Many churches are here just in support, and that's a beautiful thing. And so, Lord, we lift up the greater church body of Victoria to you in prayer. Lord, as we look to you, as we seek you as a body, as the body of Christ, I pray that you would abide with us, that you would be with us through it all. And Lord, help us to continually be refocused and recentered to you, Jesus. Amen. Well, we sang this morning. Let's try it again. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers and comforts flee, help of the helpless, abide with me. Here we go. Thou on my head, thou on my head, in early thou hast not left me, though I often be unto the throne abide. I need thy presence. Every passing hour, what but thy grace can fool the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, abide with me. I fear no foe, with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no way, tears lose their bitterness.
where is thy sting, death? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still, abide with me.
Thou thy cross,
hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom, point me to the skies. Heavenly praise and earth's fading shadows flee. In life and death, abide with me.
Sing abide.
Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and come, above the heavens, abide with me.
Please be seated.
Hi there. Welcome. So for those that don't know me, my name is Pete, and I have the pleasure actually of serving with a couple of great guys, Richard, Chris, and Don on the Board of Elders. And so my task tonight is just to welcome some actually other people in our audience that I recognize a lot of you, but there's some that are here for this special co-commissioning event. And I just wanted to run through a list of the names, and if these people could just stand and wave, that'd be great. So, coming all the way from White Rock, are Scott's parents, Bev and Keith Anderson. Right there, yeah. And Scott's friend, he's a senior pastor at Pacific Community Church in Cloverdale, Brian Bueller, and his wife Myrna. And there's some local ministry leaders as well that are here on behalf of the ministries that they represent. So there's Gary Bennett, and Gary is the senior pastor at First Nazarene Church, pastor fellowship. Daniel McDougall, he's UVic campus, he's representing UVic campus ministries. Travis Hutchinson. Travis is lead pastor at the Shelburne Street Church of Christ. Troy Dunham, and Troy's from Sanderson Bible Fellowship. Yeah, so again, I'd just like to welcome you and enjoy the evening, but now I'd like to call up Richard, who's another member of the board that I love serving on. It's been great, so welcome, Richard.
Good evening, family. Jerry, that's for you. When I joined the board about 4 years ago, Jerry said to me, "You're going to find it very interesting." And I come to learn that interesting can be a very broad scope of what that means. We've had an interesting time with Lambrick. I've been with Lambrick now almost 20 years. Love this church, as a lot of you do. And we've seen a lot of growth and a lot of changes. It's been a lot of fun, I have to say, the last year especially. We're looking forward to great things ahead. And this is a great night for Scott and family and of course, for Lambrick, too. So I just want to bring up a couple of people that Pete just briefly mentioned already so they could say a few words. Could I first bring up Gary Bennett? Gary, come on up.
Thank you. Well, I've certainly enjoyed the sense of the Lord's presence here tonight as we've been worshiping together. And just on behalf of the wonderful group of pastors and ministry leaders that meet across our city on a regular basis, both for prayer as well as for encouragement and networking, we want to welcome you, Scott, and your family. And there is really a rich fellowship there that I pray that you will enjoy as I have enjoyed it. It's been through that network that I've certainly enjoyed a good relationship with Don Crawford, a rich friendship there, and would just encourage you to utilize that great resource. You don't necessarily need to hang out with old guys like Don and me. There are other ones like Travis and Troy and other ones that you can, although we would love that. We would love that. And I do pray that that might even be a small part in enabling you to enjoy a long and fruitful and effective ministry to this congregation and to all of the people in the community through which the Lord uses the people in your congregation to impact. God bless you and welcome to our community. I look forward to getting better acquainted with you in the years ahead. God bless you. Thank you for your invitation to come tonight.
Thanks, Gary, for those words. That's been great. Next, I'd like to bring up Daniel McDougall from the UVic Campus Ministries.
Let me look at you. This is great. I wanted to tell you, my wife Sandy and I work specifically with International Student Ministries Canada, but a second hat that I wear is among grad and faculty and staff at UVic. I'm also here standing in the shoes of those that work with InterVarsity and serve with other campus ministries. One of our passions on campus is that we don't just bring people into the kingdom, thanks be to God, but we embed them in congregational life. As my mother always says, you dare not birth babies without nurturing them long term. And they need to be nurtured in family, not just with a narrow spectrum of their own peers. Otherwise, when they leave campus, they're lost again. So, Scott, I commission you from our community called University of Victoria. You're going to be receiving some international graduate students, visiting faculty and researchers. Treat them well.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. Okay, I'm actually going to bring up our board chair, Don Crawford, because he's got a couple of items to read from other community leadership groups here. So, Don, great. Take it away. All right.
Yes, as Scott said this morning, I often introduce myself. I'm at the distinct privilege of serving on the board of elders here. But right now I have the distinct privilege of, I almost said channeling. That's the wrong word to use, right? Well, you'll understand it in a minute because I have the distinct privilege of, Karen, stop laughing. I've got words from Holly Dean Community Church and from Rob Fitterer and the place. So, and Jay Gurnett, if the video doesn't work, but John's gonna make it work. So, this is from, Holly Dean, their leadership team. They had multiple scheduling conflicts and even some illness, tonight, or else Andrew Clark or Randy or somebody would have been standing here, but, this is their word to us and you, Scott, from Holly Dean. What a joy for the Holly Dean Community Church to participate in affirming Scott in his role at Lambrick Park Church. We are excited about the future God has in store for Lambrick and for Scott in Victoria and specifically Gordon Head. As a neighbor church under the Vision Ministries umbrella, we anticipate great things. What God is doing, what God will continue to do, what we all get to participate in. God bless you, Scott. The Lord be with you. So that's from Holly Dean. And those of you who know and love Rob, these are his words on behalf of the place community. If you start laughing too hard, I'll just stop and let it settle down, okay? Sorry that I can't be with you. The place meets in a few minutes, and I'm responsible for stuff. If I read you his text, you would say it's utter chaos and he's trying to make stuff work. But I was privileged to be this congregation's teaching pastor for 18 months. And I committed to the elders that I would do everything in my power to reestablish Lambrecht's high bar in the pulpit ministry. As the months went by and I was up there here week after week, I sensed the appreciation and care of this congregation for me, even as my affection and love for them grew. It was an honor to serve through a time of need. New friends were made, new ground was taken. Healing and optimism and joy, that's the future now. I happily pass the teaching baton to Scott. Godspeed, Lambert Park Church, and Scott. Rob. And John, is that going to work?
Well, hello, Lambert Park Church. Jay Grunet,
this is Jay
from Vision Ministries Canada. Good to be electronically present with you today. We, and I'm pretty sure I can say the same for all 15 of the churches in our BC network, are glad to join with everyone who is celebrating and affirming the official event for laying hands on Scott Anderson in his primary role at Lambert Park Church. We've loved LPC leaders and their friends for years, and we have a head start on feeling the same about Scott, who we've wanted to work with for years. We aren't so foolish as to have expectations, but as people of faith, we have what we've been given, hope in a God who wants to bless his people, and Lambrecht in particular, so we also join with him in offering our blessing on Scott and all of you. This is Jay for the whole Vision clan. God bless.
All right. One last thing before I get Sandy up here. She's coming. She was part of a group of people that met from November through to April. Most weeks we met, and that would be the search committee. And we wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for those eight people. So if you're here, I know not everybody could be here. If you're here on the search committee, could you stand just for a minute? Yeah. Vince, Sandy, Therese, Richard, Catherine, Devin and Lewis and Byron, I couldn't be here. So, and I had the distinct privilege of being on that team too. So. We worked hard, we had fun, and at the end of that big long interview with Scott and Janet in the upper room at Gateway, we went off site, so we were like confidential. Catherine said, "We done good." Sammy, I'm going to lower this.
Janet, could I get you to come and join me, please? You can be just as nervous as me. I have to say, when Don asked me to do this, first he said, "Do it as part of the search committee." And I kind of, "Do it as Sandy. Do it as a long-term LPC member." Which, okay, at 39 years, I figured I'm in. So, Janet, what we want to do is welcome you, particularly, and your children, both Carter and Olivia. We didn't want to make you guys come up, but right from the very beginning, we could see the relationship of you and Scott. We could see the teamwork that was there. We knew right from the very first words when Scott wanted you, and from our very first Skype meeting, we were all just drawn in by your personality and your love for one another and this shared ministry that you have. And then when we met you in person at Gateway, and we all hugged and said hello, right away, it just felt right. I've never been a part of anything that was so incredibly God-led. Right from the very beginning, it just narrowed and narrowed and narrowed, and it was so perfect. And we're so blessed to have you. We've already seen your beautiful artwork, heard your amazing voice, and we know that we are going to be blessed. We want you to be loved and felt cared for and enjoy being here. And I'd like to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this amazing family that has come to join us. We are incredibly blessed, and we know that you have brought us here. We have an amazing history here at Lambrick. We thank you so much. We thank you for the so many years of John and from Tom and for the blessings we've had. And from knowing Scott here as a little boy and now knowing his parents from way back when they were here. And now we have Janet with us and Scott and Carter and Olivia. And Father, we just pray that for the children that they would feel loved and encompassed. We feel for their neighborhoods and for their schooling that they would make good and lasting friendships. We pray for their Sunday school classes and the teachers and young people's leaders that will mentor them along the way. We pray that they would feel loved and upheld and encouraged and that they would know that we are behind them 100%. We thank you for this evening and we thank you for Scott and Janet and this lovely family. We pray in your precious name, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Such a great honor to be here, and I just have a sense that there is an open sky above Lambrick Church right now, and you can just sense the Spirit of the Lord here. I was privileged to walk through this discerning process with Scott and Janet when they were wondering whether Lambrick Park was the right church. And we met in my home with some of Scott's pastoral buddies, and it just gives me great joy to be here with you and to celebrate. Now, Dawn has given me 5 minutes, so I've just taken 30 seconds, so I'm going to go really fast. Dawn said that they wanted somebody that represented the long haul of pastoral ministry. So they looked for an old guy, and I'm that guy. But I have known Scott for a number of years, and so Scott, I'm going to give you just a really simple, brief charge right now, and everybody else can listen in, and then I'll have a very brief prayer for you because there's going to be more prayer afterwards. So as you and Janet begin to put your roots down into this faith community of Lambrick and Greater Victoria, and you begin to let your gift shine, and you are so gifted. Here's the advice that I'd like to give you from an older pastor friend. And I'll use John the Baptist as an example. But he's not a great example because he lost his head after 6 months. So put that aside. You can't take everything, you know, and pass it on. But three things from John's life that I charge you with today. The first one is simply know who you are not. Know who you are not. When John showed up and started preaching, everybody just loved him. And they said, are you the one that we've been waiting for all these years? Are you the Messiah? Will you fix everything? Are you the embodiment of the whole Old Testament? And John said, no. I'm just John. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness saying, prepare the way for the Lord. And so it gave John real freedom just to be himself. And you know, Scott, the greatest gift you will give Lambrick Park Church is Scott. It's just you. The second is point to Jesus. Point to Jesus. You've seen the famous painting by Matthias Grunewald. It's now the Eisenheim altarpiece. There's a copy of it at Regent upstairs in the second floor. And John the Baptist is holding the gospel in one hand and he's pointing to Christ with the other. And he is saying, behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so you are such a gifted pointer. You have such, everything about you points to Christ. Just keep doing that, Scott. Just keep doing that. That's really what the people want. And 10, 20, 30 years from now, when you're old and gray like your dad, and, you know, people will say, they will say, who's that? And people will say, oh, that's Scott. He's our pointer. He points us to Christ. So know who you're not. Keep pointing to Jesus. And finally, continue to see the wilderness as your ally and friend. I'm not suggesting that your years here are going to be a wilderness. You've spent enough time in the wilderness. I think Lambrecht is going to be the most fruitful garden. I just sense it's going to be wonderful, fruitful years. But with John, he would step forward and preach and point to Jesus, but then he had to go back into the desert. And then he'd come back out again, and he'd preach and point some more, and then he'd go back into the desert. And his cousin Jesus did the same thing. Public, private. Public, private. Because in the desert, in that quiet place, their souls had to be restored by the only one who could restore their souls. And what I've known about you your whole life is that you love the spiritual disciplines and you love Jesus supremely, even more than you love the church. And that's what these people want. That's why they've hired you. What a gift. What a gift you are. I don't know if I told you this, but about 25 years ago, when I was just a little younger than you and I was starting out at North Shore Alliance, this guest speaker came up to me and he put his hands on my shoulders and he looked at me in the eye. He didn't know me and he said, "You know, Brian, I can see that you have gifts for church leadership, but don't ignore the spiritual disciplines. If you do, nobody will know for 20 years, but in 20 years, everybody will know." And you and I have talked about this. We pastor types can destroy with our character what we build with our gift. But the wilderness is God's gift to you. So know who you're not. You're Scott. That's what Lambrecht needs. Keep pointing to Jesus and keep the wilderness as your ally because you will meet God there. Amen. Come on up. Come on up. Quick prayer. Scott, I just want to say that God has equipped you with everything you need to serve this church family faithfully. Father, thank you for the heart that you've put in this pastor. Thank you for giving him spiritual gifts that are so needed for the equipping of the church. Thank you that you have so helped him and Janet in this discernment process to find Lambrecht and Lambrecht them. And Scott and Janet, now we pray that the God of peace, who through the eternal covenant brought back from the dead the Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, may he equip you now with everything good for doing his will. And may he perform in you that which is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I, above all, just want to say thank you. I know that coming to this point this morning, some people grabbing me with tears in their eyes and thankfulness in their heart that this is as much about me as it is about the journey. And the aches and longings that many of you have lived with, prayers that you've prayed for this church for so many years. And we have a journey ahead, and we are not blind to that. One of the reasons that I'm here is because of what Brian just said, that in the journey of prayer and discernment and conversation with you as a community, Janet and I felt that we were being invited to come and be ourselves. And I need that. And I think you need that, because it lets you be yourself. If we can come and see Christ here and show our cracks and the treasure in our jar of clay, then you can also feel invited to be the crack jars that you are. And we can be a crack jar together, and the treasure of Christ can shine through us. Because if we fake it, it's not going to happen. And I do want to say to you, I want you to know, you hear me all the time. I've been speaking a lot already. But I've lived a lot with Colossians over the years. I think my first Sunday here, maybe my second candidating Sunday, I spoke from Colossians and talked about how Paul has been a mentor to me in teaching me to be a pastor who seeks to attend to God's hand in the life of the community. And I'm thankful for that mentoring as I've stepped in and been very alert to the fact that I am not the only one seeking Christ here, that you are, and so many have beyond you. And God's life and grace that we are experiencing right now in Lambrick, and I trust we will in the coming days, is not because I have arrived, but because God is at work among us and has been. And we are richly blessed through the grace of the Spirit that is evident in our church. And I am committed to cheering you on in the work that you have and the life and the faith that you live. Steve Brown, who spoke to us this morning, dropped me a note a week ago and hinted at me some of his themes. He said, what does that sound like? Talking about faith and hope and love and challenging. That was the word he used. I said to him, you are not allowed to speak to these people as though they have not already been doing this. Because the reason you're here is because you have persevered in faith and hope and love. And not just here and in all that's gone on, but in so many ways. And I experience God's grace, as do many others, because of you. But with that, I want you to know, I haven't been asked to make vows tonight, but I live with a deep clarity, spoken in Colossians, that I want you to know as I come to Lambrick, as I live with, I will be praying faithfully and fervently through all the days to come, that God will keep me living close to Him, to live in the story of Scripture for you, and to make it my aim to live Paul's words in end of Colossians 1. He says, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. To what end? To proclaim Christ. Admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. And I am in that journey with you. I am no farther. I am just uniquely called, as you are uniquely called in other places. But I pray that that will be the labor of my life for you. And I thank you for the way that I feel invited by you to make that the labor of my life here and not be caught up with the pursuit of other things. So I don't know if I'm allowed to pray for you, but I'm going to pray for you. Okay. I haven't looked at this schedule, so let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and grace to each of us. And I thank you for these women and men in this room and many that aren't here and many that have been a part of this story that is Lambrick through many years, who faithfully served and prayed and taught and mentored and welcomed different ones of us and others into their homes. And we ask, God, that you would just take our hand day after day, week after week, for the elders and I, for the pastoral team, those that are called into roles of leadership, paid and unpaid those who labor after hours, those who labor 9 to 5. God, that you would bind us together in what you care most deeply about, and you would use the mountaintops and you would use the wildernesses to form your life in us, to glorify yourself, Father, and to reveal yourself in us and among us and through us, God, for the sake of Gordon Head and Victoria and the world, for the sake of our joy in you, God. We thank you together for the many who have served us, who have passed on your life and grace to us. And we ask, God, that you would anoint us again and again and make us a part of that for others. Amen. I could pray and pray, but I won't. So I'll hand it off to these guys. Okay, there we go.
late. You can have a seat. We're going to wrap up with a time of prayer, as Brian alluded to. So Clayton is going to make his way up here. We've asked Clayton to do an overarching co-commissioning prayer for Lambrick and Scott and the city. And if anybody can do it, Clayton can do it. So, what a great day this has been, eh? This is so great. And so what we're going to do, we're going to invite Scott and Janet to come. And I get rid of some of this stuff off the stage here. And if you're in leadership at Lambrick, we're going to invite you. And you know who you are. Don't be shy, okay? It's not just elders. There you go. Come on. Let's go. Search committee. Yeah. I'm priming the pump here. And anybody else who wants to come. Former elders, Jason, we need you up here. And also our guests. So I'm going to ask Troy and Gary and Travis and whoever else was here to come. And Clayton is going to pray for us. And then we're just going to head down the hallway to the cafe and enjoy some treats. So there's room for you to keep coming. Jerry, I think you should come. I got the microphone. I can do that stuff, right? So, all right. Yeah, Mimi, thank you. Just give us a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of our elders, Mr. Don Crawford, is always telling me I'm an old guy now. he keeps rubbing it in. But one thing I'm very delighted about as an old guy is to see that the whole Lambrick Park pastoral team is a whole new generation. And we're just praising God with all our hearts for the young men and women who now lead in this congregation. And I believe the future of Lambrick is looking really bright under God's gracious hand. And it's wonderful, just wonderful. I'm an old boy, and I've, as a friend of mine used to say, I'm a professional church hopper and in an itinerant ministry. But I just know that Lambrick Park Church right now has great cause to be profoundly grateful to God. We have so much to be thankful for. So it's a privilege for me to pray for Scott and Janet, and for us as a congregation, and for this community this evening. So let's just bow in prayer, and we'll seek the Lord together. And if those are nearest to Scott and Janet would want to lay their hands upon them, then feel free to do that.
Just one point. I never said old guy. I said elder statesman. Just so we're clear.
All is forgiven. Let's pray together. Father, we bow in your holy presence tonight, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we worship you, and we are deeply aware that we have great cause to be profoundly thankful. And we give you thanks tonight for how you have led us as a congregation, how you've brought us to this moment, and you've brought this very precious and dear family into our midst to minister here. Lord, we thank you. But Lord, we want to thank you too tonight, before we go any further, for the founding fathers of this church. We thank you for those who had vision and courage and wisdom, who under God planted this church and lit the lampstand that we now know to be Lambrick Park Church. We give you thanks for every one of them. We thank you for those who are with us tonight, thank you for Dr. John Williams, Dr. Tom Cowan, who've poured their hearts into this congregation for many years. We thank you, Father. Thank you for Rob, who sent a message tonight, and for others who have ministered in this place. Bless them, each one. And Father, we would just come to you tonight, and we would pray the prayer of Moses of old. Lord, if your presence does not go with us, don't take us any further. We come to you tonight, Lord, as a church. May the presence of God fall upon this place. We long for revival in Gordon Head. We long for the glory of God to come. And we pray, Father, that we will rejoice every day in the future of this church, in the presence of God being among us in a marked way. Father, I pray for Scott, particularly right now. I pray that you'll strengthen him. Pray that you'll give him rich times in your presence. Lord, I would like to read your word just in prayer, but a word from you, Father, for Scott tonight. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. And Father, we pray tonight for a mighty anointing on Scott as he studies your word, as he stands before this congregation to feed the flock. May the presence and power of God be upon him. And Lord, we pray too for Janet. We pray for Olivia. We pray for Carter. We thank you for them as a family. We want to pray specifically for them, Lord, as they live in this kind of goldfish bowl existence in being a pastor and pastoral family in a church. Lord, help us to be caring. Help us to be understanding. And we pray, God, that you'll bless their family life and that Scott will always have the balance between ministry and family. We pray that, Lord, very specially tonight. And we pray for Gordon Head. Lord, visit us in the days to come. May those of us who are members of this church family, Father, we pray that we will not just sit here warming seats, but every one of us will realize that we've been uniquely gifted by the Spirit of God, that we'll be used, Lord, as light and salt in this community. And we pray for a mighty harvest of precious souls in the days to come. Lord, just reach out, we pray, through this family of your people. So, Lord, we rejoice in you tonight. We give you all the praise. We thank you for your presence. And we commend this precious family and all the elders and leadership and all the staff of this church to you tonight. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.